This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins back with you from Hillsboro High School, where the junior varsity basketball game is over. We are about ready for the varsity basketball game to begin, but before we get to that, again, a special pregame ceremony live on the gymnasium. Tim Mize and Terry Tote from WSMI are down on the floor. There's a special check presentation going on. Tim Mize has the wireless mic. We are still just moments away. We'll kind of keep it here until he's ready to take it. We'll see if he's ready. You ready? We're ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please. 1 week ago at Carlinville High School, we had the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer in honor of Terry Tote. And tonight, we would like to present the money that was raised to Terry. Linda Klotz, the president of the Montgomery County Cancer Association, and board member Brenda Cabetto have the check of the money raised last Saturday. Thank you to everyone who came out last week in support of Terry. Obviously, the Litchfield and Hillsboro girls both picked up wins, so it was a good night in multiple ways. For the second part of our festivities this evening, we are going to honor Hope Schulte Pankow, class of 2007. Hope was inducted into the Hillsboro Hall of Fame back in September, and tonight she receives her Hall of Fame plaque with head coach Brett Teakin. Hope played basketball, volleyball, and soccer in her time at Hillsboro, but it was on this basketball floor where she left her finest mark. She finished her career as the all-time leading scorer in Topper history with 1,969 points, and obviously led Hillsboro on that magical ride to the state championship in 2006. Hope's teams went 98-27 in her 4 years as a starter. They won a regional all 4 years and claimed two sectional titles. She was an all-conference performer all 4 years and was selected to the first team of the Springfield State Journal Register All-Area Team her junior and senior years. She was also a Class A All-Stater her junior and senior years, and remember, that was during the two-class system. Following her senior year, Hope earned a spot in the IBCA All-Star Game. Upon graduating from Hillsboro, Hope went on to play basketball at Illinois Wesleyan, and she dominated the collegiate level as well. During her time at Westland, they went 111-12. They were 53-3 in conference play and appeared in the NCAA Division III Final Four. Hope played in a school record 121 games at Westland. She scored over 1,000 points, grabbed 430 rebounds, dished out 256 assists, along with 223 steals, a remarkably complete ball player. She was all-conference first team once, made the third team twice, and was named a WBCA first team all-region player and earned honorable mention on the WBCA All-American team. Hope also won the All-American Titan Award, which is given to the Wesleyan player who was outstanding both on and off the court. She also won the Order of the Titans Award given to the superior IWU senior. Hope, congratulations on an amazing career all around. Montgomery County has featured some of the greatest female basketball players in the history of the state, and Hope Schulte is on the short list of the all-time greats. The memories you provided for the Hillsboro community will be remembered and talked about for years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, Hope Schulte Pankow.
Hillsboro in the home whites, trimmed out in the orange. Toppers across the front. Litchfield in the road blacks, trimmed out in the purple with Litchfield across the front. Becky Painter and Sammy Matouche into the center jump circle. They shake hands when we are about set to go. Litchfield and Hillsboro. The Route 16 rivalry is renewed here on WSMI, and Matouche wins the tap, and the Toppers will get it to start. Zone piece for Litchfield coming out, and Matouche has it in the right corner. Sammy, up top it goes to Jade Scroggins. On the right wing, Meyer lines up the three. That's an air ball. It's going to be saved by Rupert, throws it over her head, picked up by Tester, and Hillsboro will maintain and reset. in the corner to Mattu. Chamois fires a three halfway down, rattled out. Rebound out of bounds off of Litchfield. I don't know how that thing kicked out for Sammy Matush with her soft shooting touch, but it did. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. They stack everybody right side of the lane. Up top to Jade Scroggins. It's back to Matush, the inbounder on the right wing. Sammy will spin away now to Meyer. Up top to Scroggins with Hope Schulte in attendance here tonight. Or Sammy broke her all-time scoring record. Here's Scroggins. Thought about the top of the key three instead to Meyer on the right wing. Meyer's going to line up the three ball. That is short, and the rebound down to Bowden for Litchfield. Check. Yep, nice rebound for Carly Bowden. And if Hope Schulte is still around at halftime, we're going to talk to Hope. If her young son is still in the mood, she's going to stick around. But you know how that goes. Sometimes the little one says, it's time to go. So hopefully Hope will still be around at the half, and we'll be able to chat. What a career she had. As Terry said this morning on the sports show, you don't even need her last name. You just say Hope, and everybody in Hillsboro knows exactly who you're talking about. Down on the block, looking for Sinyon and a foul. It's going to go on Aubrey Rupert. It'll be her first, team's first. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield in the front court. It'll be Sinyon to throw it in off the right side of the lane. Litchfield sets some screens at the foul line. Painter working towards the baseline, has it now in the right corner. She'll put it on the deck, leaves it left side of the key now for Luttrell. Back up top to Maddie Diamond, the sophomore. Hillsboro in man-to-man pressure defense. Diamond handling out front. Scroggins stays right in front of her. Matush comes with a trap, and Diamond gets it off to Painter. Right back to Maddie Diamond now. Brings it back between the circles out near that volleyball spike line. No score, 6:20 for the opening quarter. Diamond being hounded, and there's a five-second count. Jade Scroggins was right in Maddie Diamond's hip pocket, and she had nowhere to go. Great ball pressure from Scroggins. Early substitutions for Litchfield. Carson Jackson will check in, a 5'6 junior, and Greta Fleming, a 5'8 senior, into the action. Both Litchfield and Hillsboro wearing their Tote Tough shirts for warm-ups here tonight. We were still able to buy those from the Cubbyhole online store throughout this week. Oh, nice backdoor tester to Matush. Off the window, it's good for Sammy. Nice find from Claire Tester. And Hillsboro sets up the full court pressure. Kicked out of there by Kylie Meyer. Full court pressure as Sinyon will throw it in for Litchfield. Gets it right into Jackson. She is trapped, immediately puts it on the floor. She has nowhere to go. She's stuck on the baseline. Gets it out to Fleming with a tipped pass. Greta, long pass right to Brett Teakin out of bounds. Second Litchfield turnover. Nice one-handed snag for Brett Teakin. That puts a smile on his face. He had a big smile on his face during the pregame ceremony when he presented Hope Schulte with her Hall of Fame plaque. Hope Schulte Pancow. Matush for a 3-0. She caught air on that one a little deep. And the rebound down to Becky Painter. Here comes Painter into the front court. Bounce pass on the right wing to Sinyon. Emily high above her head and surveys. Top of the key to Fleming. Here's Painter left wing. Guarded by Matush. Into the hands of Sinyon in the left corner. Emily out front it goes to Fleming. Right side of the key to Carson Jackson. Off to Painter right wing. Up top to Sinyon. Little ball fake. Puts it on the floor. Bounce it off her foot. Matush first to the floor. She picks it up. Third turnover for Litchfield. Outlet to Aubrey Rupert off to Kylie Meyer. She puts it on the deck. Attacks. Lays it up and in. Nice strong take from Kylie Meyer and counted in the foul. Late whistle, but there was contact. 4-0 Toppers. And Kylie Meyer has a free throw coming. The 5'9 senior. Hillsboro starts four seniors in Scroggins, Meyer, Matush, and Rupert in a sophomore tester. And Rob Corso wants a timeout. 5:01 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro leading Litchfield 4-0. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Meyer completes the old-fashioned three-point play. As the foul went to Greta Fleming, her first. Now full-court pressure again, deflected out. It'll stay with Litchfield. Panthers going to have to be strong with the basketball here tonight in the full court and the half court. Sinyon off to Maddie Diamond. Low bounce pass back to Sinyon. Now her return pass is tipped out by Scroggins, and Litchfield will re-trigger. They're stuck in the backcourt right now. All five toppers in the backcourt. Rupert right at the midcourt line. That pass is tipped out of bounds into the Litchfield bench, and the Panthers will have to re-trigger. If Litchfield could get it to midcourt with a pass, they could have numbers, but that is easier said than done right now with the topper pressure. Sideline trigger. Diamond looking, lobs it into Luttrell. Now they do get the pass to midcourt. They got a 3-on-1 fast break. Sinyon, high pass to Bowden, rejected out of there by Sammy Matouche. And it'll stay with Litchfield as the ball came up right underneath our broadcast position. Good recovery that time from the toppers. Sideline trigger, Sinyon looking, going to lob it down. Nice pass to Bowden on the right block. Good recovery from Tester. Bowden kicks out. Here's Luttrell for three, missed it. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Rupert in the far right corner. Aubrey will bring it into the front court. Aubrey Rupert, one pass in the corner to Meyer. Kylie off to Scroggins, left wing now to Matouche. Nice pass down to Rupert off the window. It's good. First bucket for Aubrey on the nice no-look bullet pass from Sammy Matouche. 7-0 toppers. Jackson trapped in the corner right across midcourt, able to get it away to Maddie Diamond. Now Litchfield will reset the offense. Luttrell on the right wing, looking for the slasher. Sinyon wasn't there. Jackson has it right side of the key off to Diamond. Into the hands of Sinyon now. Emily up top to Carson. Jackson across the floor to Diamond. Oh, she took her eyes off of it, turned it over. Fourth turnover on Litchfield. That was an unforced turnover. And that's what pressure will do to you. Maddie just took her eyes off that basketball, ever so slightly checking defense. Winds up being the fourth Litchfield turnover. Across the floor to Meyer. Top of the key now to Scroggins. Right back to Kylie. High post to Tester. Claire has her pass tipped and stolen. First topper turnover. Good active hands that time from Litchfield. Carson Jackson, the lefty, brings it into the front court. Gets a high screen from Bowden. Works right side. On the curl, Sinyon, that's cut off. Luttrell between the circles. Off the Diamond left wing. Bad pass. Rupert knocks it away, but Sinyon tracks it down. And then she's on the sideline, out of bounds. Fifth Litchfield turnover. That was set up by Aubrey Rupert in the aggressive play to jar that ball loose initially. 3:22 for the opening quarter. Hillsborough leading 7-0. Litchfield sitting in a 2-3 zone piece. As Scroggins, bounce pass high post to Tester, finds a slashing Rupert. She's falling out of bounds, has to get it away to Meyer. It's tipped around and eventually stolen. Here comes Litchfield on the attack. Kara Pence has checked in for the Panthers as she gets it off to Becky Painter. Left wing now to Jackson. Carson Jackson down in the left block to Luttrell. Lizzie turns, faces, missed it. She might have rushed that a little bit, anticipating help side defense. Here comes Sammy into the front court. Matouche, hesitation, bounce all the way to the rim. Counted in the foul for Sammy Matouche. So smooth is Matouche. Just from the time she was in junior high, she drew the comparisons to Hope Schulte. Just natural in Hillsborough when you're as talented as Sammy was, following a player like Hope Schulte, that you're going to get those comparisons. Not necessarily the same player at all, other than they're both really, really good. Emily Reynolds checks in, and Nakia Harston into the action as well. Reynolds a junior, Harston a sophomore. Matouche completes the old-fashioned three-point play, and she has 5 opening quarter points. And you know Sammy would love nothing more than to put on a show with Hope in attendance here tonight. That ball jarred loose in the backcourt. We'll get a jump ball, and Litchfield keeps it on the arrow. Good job by Becky Painter to come into that play, stick her nose right in, and tie it up. Sideline trigger, stage side here at Hillsborough. Nice gymnasium here in Toppertown. You got the orange border around the entire floor. Home of the Hilltoppers in black cursive lettering in front of the scorer's table. HHS in black lettering at midcourt in the center jump circle. Down to Jackson, left the layup short. Good contestant there by Reynolds. Here comes Sammy into the front court. Matouche, another hesitation bounce, cut off this time, leaves it for Meyer. Across the floor to Scroggins. Jade, nice head fake on the three. She'll put it on the deck, cut off by Fleming. No one picks her up. She steps back, fires a three too strong. Rebound tapped around. Oh, Harston, what a rebound. Here's Scroggins now on the left elbow. Baseline to Reynolds, jump shot way too strong, and the rebound down to Painter for Litchfield. Boy, Nakia Harston, that was a big-time board. Jackson, between the circles, leaves it for Kara Pence. And Litchfield has it tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Purple Panthers, 1:53 for the first quarter of play. Hillsborough leading 10-0. Litchfield's turned it over five times. Greta Fleming in front of the topper bench gets it to Painter, and she's falling out of bounds. Has to save it, but right to the toppers. Turnover number six. Here comes Sammy. Dangerous bounce pass kicked out of there. It'll stay with Hillsborough. 105 seconds for the opening quarter. Toppers on a good roll. They've won 10 in a row after an 0-2 start, and they started this game with a 10-0 run. Out front to Matouche near midcourt. Sammy on the left wing to Meyer. On the baseline to Reynolds. Up top to Scroggins. Shate puts it on the floor, attacks. High off the window, can't get it to go. Another rebound for Hurston. Goes up and draws the foul, then face plants into the floor and bounces right back up. Micaiah Hurston, the 5'8 sophomore. The third team foul. DRS! 91 seconds for the opening quarter. It'll be the second personal on Greta Fleming. Hurston's free throw, good. Maddie Rupert will check in. Sheridan Lyrilla, the 5'2 senior, going to check in. And Kylie Meyer will get a breather. Second free throw for Hurston is off the mark, no good. And Painter skies in for the rebound. Full court pressure off the missed free throw from Hillsborough. Here comes Painter. Down the lane, off the window, too strong, and the rebound down to Sammy. 80 seconds for the quarter. Litchfield still hasn't scored. Matouche crosses the timeline. Pulls up, top of the key, three. Airballed it. Rebound down to Reynolds. She did a nice job to save that from going out of bounds. Here's Scroggins. Off to Sammy. Matouche lines it up again. A little strong this time. Another rebound. Hurston off the window. It's good. Nakia Hurston, three huge boards off the bench here in the opening quarter. 13-0 toppers. Full court pressure. 50 seconds for the opening quarter of play. Jackson needs to get across the timeline. She does so. Finds Kara Pence into the hands of Painter. Back to Pence in the left wing. Hillsborough hounding Litchfield every step of the way. Diamond out near midcourt. On the right wing to Luttrell, down on the block to Painter. Spins, partially blocked by Matouche, pulled down by Hurston. Great defense in there from Sammy. Long pass ahead to Scroggins, and she missed the left-handed layup. Rebound to Reynolds, and she's fouled. Great look ahead that time from Matouche. Hit a streaking Scroggins in stride, but she could not complete the play. We will get Carson Jackson on the personal, her first, team's fourth. At the free throw line, 5'8 junior, Emily Reynolds. Toss, good. Reynolds' first point tonight. Substitutions for Litchfield. Carly Bowden returns, as does Emily Sinyon. The Hillsborough student section having a good time here on the stage. Reynolds' second free throw. On the way. Rattles it home. 15-0 toppers, full court pressure. In it goes to Sinyon, off to Diamond. Middle of the floor, races across midcourt, lost the handle. She's going to be called for the double dribble. Seventh Litchfield turnover. The pressure has the Purple Panther sped up right now. Now Hillsborough can hold for the final shot. Jade Scroggins off to Matouche on the left wing, 13 for the opening quarter. Back to Jade, bounce pass to Lyrilla. Into Scroggins' hands with seven. She gives it to Matouche with five. Back to Jade with four. Here's Lyrilla. Ball fake with two. Got to get it up. And she's bumped and fouled with 3/10 of a second to play in the quarter. Fifth team foul. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough. Just time for a tap here. It will be Lyrilla to throw it in. The foul went on Bowden. They get it into Matouche. She got the shot off contact, but no whistle. After the opening 8 minutes of the Route 16 rivalry, it is Hillsborough 15, Litchfield nothing. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Dominating opening quarter for Hillsborough. They shut Litchfield out and lead by 15. Hoppers get the basketball at the start. In it goes to Reynolds on the right wing. Up top to Meyer, back on the floor with Lyrilla. Matouche. And Blankenship as Myers' three ball off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Maddie Diamond. Maddie races into the front court, leads for Sinya now, just outside the paint right side. She will bring it back beyond the three-point arc. Just nothing easy on the offensive end right now for Litchfield. Everything being contested. Pence on the attack. Matouche went for the steal, opens up Jackson, yes, from the foul line. Carson Jackson has Litchfield's first bucket. When Matouche went for the steal and didn't get it, that gave Carson a window, and she has Litchfield on the board, 7-15 for the first half, 15-2. Across the floor to Meyer, up top to Lyrilla. Sheridan leaves it for Matouche. Sammy bounced past the post, right back to her. Oh, she was too strong and missed it. Offensive rebound, though, to Reynolds. Into the hands of Lyrilla. She will float it up too strong. Back tap from Blankenship, but it's picked up by Litchfield. That was a beautiful give and go that time. Toppers just couldn't convert. Out front with Jackson. Into the hands of Maddie Diamond on the right wing. Finds a slashing Sinyon under the hoop. Wrap around pass, tipped, stolen. Sinyon really had nowhere to go with that. She was trapped on the baseline. Here comes Matouche quickly into the front court and a hand check. Nope, a double dribble on Sammy. Third Hillsborough turnover with 6:34 for the first half. I don't know if they're officially calling it, but it's Hope Schulte night here at Hillsborough's. Hope Schulte Pankow was rewarded her Hall of Fame plaque here tonight in a pregame ceremony. What a ball player Hope was. For the Toppers, a four-year starter, brought them that state championship in 2006. And out front, a foul on Lyrilla. Just Hillsborough's second team foul. Pretty good for the pressure defense they're putting on. Aubrey Rupert will check in, replacing Lyrilla. Litchfield will throw it in from the sideline, right between the scorer's table and the Hillsborough bench. In the corner goes the pinch. Tries to feed it down to Bowden, ill-advised, as Reynolds had the front side defense there. Knocked out, and the Purple Panthers will trigger it in. They line everybody up on the baseline. Sinyon looking. Gets it in underneath the Bowden. Off the window, it's good for Carly Bowden. Four straight points for Litchfield to open the second quarter. 6 minutes for the first half, 15-4 Toppers. Here's Aubrey Rupert in the right corner. Across the floor to Kylie Meyer. Foul line. Here is Blankenship, can't get it to go, and the rebound down to Litchfield. Sinyon will leave it off for Pence. Kara Pence going to take a couple of bounces, long pass in the front court. Diamond right on the sideline, trapped, threads the needle with a bounce pass to Sinyon. Jackson for a three, almost banked it in. Offensive rebound to Bowden, her follow is too strong. Rebound down to Meyer, and she's called for steps. As Sinyon kind of gave her a little jab step like she was going to go for the basketball, and that forced Meyer to shuffle their feet. Becky Painter back in for Litchfield, and Claire Tester returns for the Toppers, replacing Macy Blankenship. Painter on the baseline will get it into Diamond. Back to Becky in the right corner. Painter, bounce pass out to Jackson, right side of the key. Carson Jackson into the hands of Maddie Diamond. Checked up there by Meyer. Diamond working on the right wing, nowhere to go, across the floor to Jackson. Carson now left side of the key being guarded by Matouche. Leaves it for Painter in the left corner. Becky Painter wants to work on Rupert. Good job by Aubrey to move her feet, stay in front. Out front to Pence, off to Carson Jackson. 5:05 for the first half. Down to Becky Painter on the baseline. She will kick it out to Diamond. Across the floor, tipped, but right to Kara Pence. Pence, she travels. She wanted to take kind of a running shot from about 12 feet. That was cut off, and then by the time she got the pass away, she had taken that extra step. And Rob Corso wants a timeout. 4:57 for the first half. It is Hillsborough 15, Litchfield 4. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Hillsborough leading Litchfield 15-4 out of the timeout. Tester fires from the foul line, no. And the rebound down to Becky Painter for Litchfield. Becky comes across the timeline. Leaves it off for Luttrell. Right back to Painter now. Between the circles, Becky Painter on the right wing to Maddie Diamond. Leaves it for Jackson, right side of the key. Litchfield doing a lot of passing around the perimeter because of this pressure man-to-man defense from the Toppers. 15-4 Hillsborough. It was 15-0 after the opening quarter. On the right wing with Becky Painter. Off to Diamond. Into the hands now of Carson Jackson. She'll bring it back between the circles. Left wing to Diamond. Out front to Luttrell. Jackson now has it on the right wing. Nothing there. Has to just hand off to Diamond. Jackson sets a ball screen. Maddie now picks up the dribble. Down on the right block to Painter. Wrap around pass. Tipped out. They'll stay with Litchfield. Painter probably should have shot that one herself. Good unselfish play there. Looking for her teammate Carly Bowden. Now Litchfield will have to throw it in off the baseline. Painter has it high above her head, looking, gets it into Bowden just inside the foul line. Out to Jackson, top of the key, 3:45 for the first half. Matouche shoots the passing lane, comes up with the steal. Sammy goes up and down for the left-hand deuce. 10th Litchfield turnover, 7th point for Matouche. 17-4. Matouche has really been aggressive shooting those passing lanes. That pass is tipped out of there by Meyer, then Tester. It'll stay with Litchfield. Kara Pence and Emily Sinian return for the Purple Panthers. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. 3:28 for the first half. Sinian looking. Needs to get it in. She will lob it into Bowden, who makes a nice one-handed catch, and she is fouled on the catch. Third topper foul. I think it was Tester. It was not. It was Aubrey Rupert, her second. Another baseline out of bounds. Sinian needs to get it in, and she does not. 5 second count, 11th Litchfield turnover. Kaya Harston back into the action. Rupert will sit with those two fouls. 17-4, Hillsboro leads, 3:20 for the first half. Toppers led 15-0 after the first quarter. Here's Matouche on the block to Tester. Claire Tester off the window too strong. Rebound is out of bounds off of Litchfield. It'll be a sideline out of bounds right in front of the Litchfield bench for the Hilltoppers. Kylie Meyer will throw it in. Into the hands of Matouche on the right wing. Sammy, dribble drive baseline, lost the handle, goes right to Harston. She's stripped on the way up, lost it. She's first to the floor. She's going to get tied up, bent over backwards, and on the arrow, Litchfield will get it. Her legs went one way, the top half of her body went the other. But oh, to be a sophomore in high school again, she just popped right back up. 3 minutes, first half. Pence had Bowden down low, but the pass was too slow and late. 12th turnover as Matouche picked it off. Here comes Sammy. Races right down the heart of the floor. Contact and a foul. Matouche will have free throws. The sixth Litchfield team foul. No one stopped the ball that time, and Matouche just kept on going. The foul on Emily Sinian is her first. Free throws for Sammy. She's 1 of 1 from the line tonight. Make it 2 of 2. Pure with that toss. She has 8. Makes it 18-4. Now it's 19-4. Pure with the second toss as well. Matouche has 9 of the 19. Full court pressure. A 15-point lead. Oh, a lazy pass. Stolen by Scroggins, but then she blew the layup. Off the 13th Litchfield turnover. Here comes Diamond. Races through. She has a layup. It's good. Oh, Maddie Diamond just knifed right through the full court pressure. 1 on 5 and got the layup. 19-6 Litchfield. Matouche lines up the three, left it short. Her three-point shot has not been there tonight. Oh, she ties up Diamond, rips it away, and on the arrow, Hillsboro will have it. That will be the 14th Litchfield turnover. Panthers have just not been strong enough with the basketball here tonight. Hillsboro playing with a lot of intensity and confidence, riding that 10-game winning streak. Matouche off to Meyer. She lines up the three, missed it. And the rebound down to Sinian. And on the rebound, we have a foul. That's going to go on Tester, I do believe, for Hillsboro. The night when Hillsboro's not shooting the ball well, they have not made a three ball. They lead 19-6 off the strength of forcing 14 turnovers. Hillsboro made, I think it was a school record, 13 threes in their win over Greenville. Matouche all over Jackson, was circling around her. Now it's stolen away by Scroggins. Jade has it poked away from behind by Diamond. Great hustle by Maddie. It'll be Hillsboro ball out of bounds, 2:03 for the first half. Diamond never gave up on that play. That was fantastic. Coaches love to see that. Baseline trigger. Meyer lobs it in to Matouche out top of the key. Leaves it now for Jade Scroggins. Bounce pass to Meyer. That entry pass is tipped and stolen. 5th Hillsboro turnover. Pence in the backcourt That pass is tipped by Matouche, stolen by Sammy. Layup counted in the foul for Sammy Matouche. She has 11, and a free throw coming. Just relentless on the defensive end. Rob Corso telling Pence to use a ball fake and then go with the bounce pass. Hillsboro really going off that first Hillsboro or Litchfield move, coming up with some open court steals. Free throw for Sammy Cook. She has a dozen in the half. She's got 7 points here just in the last couple moments, about the last 2 minutes of game action. Here's Pence. Chases it down in the front court, leaves it now for Painter between the circles. 95 seconds for the first half. Litchfield will set the offense. Diamond hounded by Scroggins, turns the corner, a runner high off the window. It's good for Maddie Diamond. Tough angle, still use the glass off the right baseline. 22-8 toppers. Here's Matouche right wing, and she attacks and fouled by Becky Painter. Painter just couldn't move her feet quick enough that time. As Sammy will go back to the free throw line looking for point number 13. It'll be one in bonus. And checking in for Litchfield will be Carly Bowden. Pence will take a seat. Matouche, free throw, good. The Bakers does it now for Sammy. And Emily Reynolds at the table for the topper. She will replace Nakia Harston, who's had a real nice first half here. She's been busy on the glass. Tough rebounds in traffic. Free throw for Matouche is good. Sammy with 14, 24-8. Hillsboro leading. Jackson in the backcourt, trapped, gets it away to Diamond. Maddie Diamond picks up the dribble. Off it goes to Carson. Jackson out front with the left-hand dribble, being guarded by Kylie Meyer. She needs to get moving so she avoids the 5 second count. Now she leaves it off for Diamond. Finds Sinyon at the right elbow, off to Painter. Foul line J, short for Becky Painter. Rebound is out of bounds off of, let's see, Matouche and Sinyon are both there. Sammy wound up in the Hillsboro bench. It's going to be Litchfield ball. Litchfield will throw it in right at the end of the topper bench. Sinyon looking across the floor, finds its way to Painter, top of the key. 50 seconds for the first half. Here's Jackson on the right wing. Matouche went for another steal, didn't get it. That opens up the lane for Painter, way too strong, and the rebound down to Kylie Meyer. Meyer racing into the front court. A cross-court pass, too much steam on that, through the hands of Reynolds and out of bounds, the sixth topper turnover. 36.4 seconds for the first half. Sinyon in the backcourt will get it in to Maddie Diamond. Bounce pass to Jackson. Carson has it picked away from behind and then kicked by Meyer. It'll stay with Litchfield. Nobody yelled wolf for Carson Jackson. She never saw the trouble from behind. Half a minute, second quarter. In it goes to Jackson. Carson will bring it into the front court. Bounce pass high post, tipped by Tester, stolen by Tester. Claire going down the floor, fouled by Bowden. Or did they get it for a carry? Yep, they got it for a carry. As Bowden was in hot pursuit, forced the turnover on Hillsboro. They're seven as the teams exchange turnovers. 17 first half turnovers for Litchfield. Here comes Maddie Diamond off to Painter on the right wing. Oh, a bounce pass off the foot of Sinyon, picked up by Scroggins. She will leave it for Tester. 10 seconds for the half. Claire attacks. Her shot is blocked. Diamond has it in the backcourt. She picks it up as it's poked away. Across the floor, Bowden off the window, missed it. Then that's going to be the first half. Litchfield had a chance for a late bucket, but could not convert. After two quarters of play, it is the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 24, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 8. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School and happy to be joined by Hope Schulte-Pancow, officially now a member of the Hilltopper Hall of Fame. And it happened in September, Hope, but you got the plaque tonight, and that was a neat moment.
Yes, very exciting stuff. I couldn't make it back in September due to a family wedding, but I was glad I could come back for a basketball game. A little bit more fitting, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I would say so. Yeah. And it's kind of interesting that the young lady who broke your scoring record, Sammy Matush, you get to see her for the first time.
Exactly, yeah. I've obviously heard a lot about her, yeah. And I wanted to see her play, so I'm glad I got to come back and check out a game.
Is it weird for you, because you left such a mark on Hillsboro basketball, that then the next great player that comes up draws immediate comparisons to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's great to see. Like I've always said, records are meant to be broken, yeah. And I want to see Hillsboro be successful. So I'm glad that Sammy has, you know, brought success to the team and to herself, and I think it's awesome.
As you look back on your high school career now, you're enough removed. You got one kid, another on the way.
Yep.
So a lot has happened to you since then. But when you come into the gym and you see the photograph of that state championship, I'm sure just all sorts of memories come flooding back.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Just being in the gym itself, you're like, oh, God, you know. It all comes back quickly, but yeah, I miss it a ton, and so it's good to be able to come back and, you know, have those memories.
That run to the state championship was so special. Obviously, it was the two-class system. Nothing against the four-class system, but it's just different. So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
When you
different.
Did it in the Class A system, obviously, it just had a little bit of a different feel. What is there anything specific that stands out to you about that run?
Back in 2006?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, my teammates were my best friends, and we're yeah. still super close. So those years that we spent together playing basketball were some of my favorite, and I think I could speak for them when they would say the same thing. So it sticks out. That sticks out the most, the teammates and, you know, the memories we made together. So.
And obviously, you won state your junior year. Basically, the entire team returned your senior. I think you were ranked number one in state all year. And Terry Tote and I always maintained that if you guys weren't – you seemed to all be sick in that super sectional. If that hadn't happened, I think you go back to back.
Oh, yeah. That super sectional game against, was it Rochester?
Yes.
Was, I mean, obviously it still haunts me.
Right.
I know exactly. Yeah, it was a tough one for us to take, but, you know, it is what it is.
What was that senior year like? Because, you know, the junior year, you guys were good. Everyone knew you were good. But when you win state and you bring everybody back, boy, the expectations get ratcheted up.
Yeah, immediately from, you know, first game, it's like, oh, well, the starting five's back. You know, the first couple off the bench are back. You're thinking state championship automatically, right? So it puts a lot of pressure on you. But at the same time, I think we took that pressure and went with it. And I think I don't think it affected us negatively. I think it just made us, you know, want it even more because, you know, people thought that we could do it.
Right, so. Absolutely. Your numbers through your high school career are staggering. But your collegiate numbers – you went 111-12 in college. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just like I said, my 4 years here were some of the best. My 4 years at Wesleyan are just, I can't even say enough good things about them. My team there was absolutely amazing. It's a whole nother level when you get to the even Division III. Yep. I mean, it's a whole nother level.
It's a job.
It literally is. But, yeah, we had some great players, and we played well together. And luckily, you know, my freshman class when we came in with, we went all the way through senior year together, and we all stayed, you know, on the team. No one really fell off. So, yeah, we were able to be very successful in those 4 years, which was very, very rewarding.
Absolutely. So what are you doing now, and what have you been up to?
Yeah, so I live up in Chicagoland area, Elmhurst, which is like a suburb 17 miles west of the city. I'm a physical therapist, so I work for a company called Athletico, which is a big chain of physical therapy clinics. We actually have some in closest to here would be St. Louis area, but I'm managing a clinic up there, so busy with that. Obviously, I have the 16, or he's going to be 17 months soon, have a son, and then I have another son on the way, so just super busy.
Yes. It had to be a neat moment whenever you're on the floor with Coach Deacon getting your plaque. Your son ran out to you. That had to be a really cool feeling.
Yeah, it was kind of surreal, like thinking, you know, being back in the gym. I haven't been back in a while. And then, you know, now I have a kid. And it's just like, man, it's all come full circle. And he came running out there. Of course, he wanted to run all over the floor,
well, sure,
which was
naturally
his main goal. But, yeah, it was definitely like, wait, this is crazy.
When we were talking at the station today, you know, Hope Schulte, Pankow, we were like, how do you pronounce your last name? We found out that it was Pankow. But then, we were talking, you don't even need a last name in Hillsboro. You say Hope, people know exactly who you're talking about.
Luckily, there's not too many Hopes around.
True, true. But as, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, but it has to be neat to come back in this gym for the first time in a long time.
It is, for sure. I think, you know, for the rest of my life, every time I come back here, it's going to be something special. So I'm glad that I am able to.
Does it feel like it was just yesterday? I mean, in some ways it probably does, and a lot of ways it probably doesn't.
Exactly. In some ways it's like, gosh, that was yesterday. But and then other ways I look at, you know, everything that's happened since, I'm like, that was a long time ago. Like 2006 was 12 years ago. That's almost 13. It's craziness.
It is craziness.
Yeah, so Definitely can tell.
Hope, congratulations on the honor tonight.
Thank you
so
much.
A Hall of Famer here at Hillsboro. An awesome career, and people will be talking about that state run for a long, long time.
Yeah, I hope so. It was fun for all of us, and the town included. So,
Hillsboro Hall of Famer Hope Schulte-Pankel. We'll come back to Toppertown following these messages. And we are underway with the third quarter. Litchfield gets the basketball to start, trailing 24-8. Kind of scored 15-0 in the opening quarter. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro. It's been tenacious all night long. Becky Painter fires a three, too strong. Rebound down to Aubrey Rupert. Into the hands of Jade Scroggins. Long pass ahead on the block to Meyer. Touch pass to Tester, too strong off the heel. And the rebound down to Litchfield. Litchfield has Sinian, Luttrell, Painter, Diamond, and Bowden on the floor. For Hillsboro, Scroggins, Meyer, Matouche, Tester, and Aubrey Rupert. Thanks again to Hope Schulte-Pankow for stopping by and talking with us at halftime. What an awesome lady and a great ball player she was. She said the memories came flooding back when she walked back into this gymnasium. Greatest topper of them all, Hope Schulte. Out front with Becky Painter. Guarded there by Matouche. Bounce pass on the wing to Lizzie Luttrell. She's hounded by Meyer, right in her hip pocket. Off it goes to Maddie Diamond, into the hands of Luttrell. On the block to Bowden. Spins baseline, tough angle, missed it. Good defense by Tester to go straight up. And the rebound down to Aubrey Rupert. Long pass ahead to Meyer. Into Matouche, and she traveled. She was stepping into that three ball and took that extra half step for the eighth Hillsboro turnover. 6:36 for the third quarter. I bet in a lot of ways Sammy probably feels a little bit of pressure and expectation here tonight with Hope Schulte-Pankow in the building. She knows all about Hope and wants to put on a show for her, and maybe just pressing ever so slightly. She still has 14 points. She's a heck of a ball player. The all-time leading scorer here at Hillsboro broke Hope's record. She's got a good chance to break everybody's scoring record in Montgomery County. She comes up with the steal. Sammy on the breakaway goes up and down for the easy deuce. 16 for Matouche. Painter has trouble with it in the backcourt and loses it. Scrog is off the window. It's good for Jade. Her first bucket with a left-hand finish. 28-8, more full court pressure. Talk about the great basketball in the history of Montgomery County. Hope Schulte in that starting five. Obviously, Molly McDowell, Vanisha Waterman. You got Ann Plume from back in the day. Abby Brockmeyer, Sammy Matouche. As Painter fires, no, with the rebound down to Tester. It's really amazing the number of awesome girls basketball players that have come from this county. Meyer, three-pointer, no, with the rebound down to Litchfield and Lizzie Luttrell. You could take the all-time team from Montgomery County, put it up against any team in the state historically, and I'll take my chances. 5:20, third quarter, 28-8. That ball tipped out of play. It'll stay with Litchfield. Sideline trigger, stage side for Litchfield. It'll be Greta Fleming to throw it in. In it goes the backcourt to Becky Painter. Painter, right side of the key. To Flamino, back door for Painter, off the window, she missed it. Good contest from Tester. The rebound down to Bowden. Her putback won't go, and it's going to belong to Hillsboro. Nice give and go there, but Becky just couldn't finish it. Been one of those nights for Litchfield offensively. Tough sledding. Jade Scroggins across the timeline to Meyer in the corner to Matouche. Nice ball fake. Pulls up short baseline jump shot. Yes, for Sammy Matouche. She has 18. Boy, she is a smooth operator. Across the floor to Painter, middle of the floor to Sinian, long pass ahead to Bowden, baseline shot no, and the rebound down to Tester. Here come the toppers with Aubrey Rupert. Rupert down the right side of the floor, lost the handle, lost the ball, saved in play, but picked up by Litchfield, the ninth topper turnover. Here comes Jackson, stripped from behind by Rupert as Aubrey goes to the floor and maintains possession. What hustle from Aubrey Rupert. She has a smile on her face coming back down the floor, and why wouldn't she? Here's Matouche. Off to Rupert. Aubrey, 4-3, missed it. and the rebound down to Litchfield. Topper still without a three-pointer here in the ball game. A good shooting club. They are 10 of 11, though, from the free throw line. 30-8 Toppers as we approach the four-minute mark of the third quarter. Out front with Becky Painter working on Matouche. Bounce pass to Carson Jackson. Jackson, left side of the key to Bowden. Tester jarred it loose. Bowden has to go in the backcourt, and they're going to call her for over and back. 22nd Litchfield turnover. 3:55 for the third quarter. 30-8 Toppers lead. And Lizzie Luttrell to the table. She will check in, replacing Becky Painter. From the opening tap tonight, Litchfield has been facing tenacious defensive pressure from Hillsboro. Scroggins into the front court, off to Rupert. Aubrey across the floor to Sammy. Matouche with the catch right in front of our broadcast position on the stage. Up top to Scroggins. Jake bounce feeds the high post to Tester. Claire draws a crowd, and she has it stolen away, the 10th Topper turnover. A throw ahead to Luttrell off the window, straight on. It's good for Lizzie. Her first bucket. And a 20-point lead for the Toppers, 30-10. Here's Scroggins off to Rupert. Aubrey thought about the three. Now she gives to Scroggins. She'll fire the three. No. Rebound down to Aubrey. Bounce pass to Matouche off the window. Missed it. Tapped around, and it will belong to Litchfield. 3:19 for the third quarter. Substitutions now for the Toppers. Rupert and Tester out as Emily Reynolds has checked in along with Nakia Harston. Harston had a really good first half, the 5'8 sophomore. The Topper, Lady Toppers just keep coming. Talent after talent in every single class. Now Litchfield throws it away. That will be their 23rd turnover. 3:11 for quarter number three, a 20-point lead for Hillsboro. 2-3 zone for Litchfield. Scroggins bounce pass to Sammy. Matouche wants the three, can't get it. And the rebound down to Kara Pence. Into the hands of Luttrell. Races into the front court. Leaves for Fleming, top of the key. She shuffled her feet. The 24th Litchfield turnover. 2:53 for quarter number three. Welcome everyone listening online, WSMIRadio.com, through our friends at Network One Sports. On the right wing with Meyer. Foul line to Reynolds. Feeds the post to Harson. Tough pass. Nakia with a great catch in there. Kicks it out to Meyer. Harson repost. Goes up and draws the foul. Free throws for Nakia Harston. First foul of the half on Litchfield. And they're going to get Kara Pence with the personal. That'll be her second. More basketball next week. Boys action. Nokomis at Litchfield on Tuesday. Staunton at North Mac on Thursday. Live at 7:30 both nights here on FM 106. Online at WSMIRadio.com. Free throw good for Hurston. Sinyon out. Painter back in for Litchfield. A 21-point lead for the Lady Toppers. Nakia Hurston. Toss good. Boy, she's a good-looking sophomore. She has 5 points and a number of really impressive rebounds tonight. Full court pressure. Litchfield breaks it nicely. Long pass to Fleming. Layup is good. One pass to midcourt to Pence, and then she found a streaking Fleming for the easy deuce. That's how you want to attack that pressure. Here's Scroggins, top of the key, left wing to Meyer. Kylie Meyer back between the circles to Scroggins. On the right wing to Matouche. Sammy wants to attack. Nothing there. She will curl around. Keeps the bounce alive. Middle of the lane. Rattles it home. Nice move. Sammy Matouche. She has 20. 2 minutes, third quarter. On a night when the Toppers aren't shooting well by their standards, they lead 34-12. Across the floor, Fleming threw it right to Rob Corso. He is not checked into the ballgame. Not an eligible receiver. 25th Litchfield turnover. And Matouche going to check out for the first time tonight. Sheridan Lyrilla will replace Sammy. She doesn't go out of the ballgame often. She'll sit right next to Coach Deacon and wait for the call to re-enter, most likely at the start of the money quarter. 100 seconds, third quarter. Lyrilla, dribble drive, and she's forced out of bounds. A blocking foul. I think they'll get Painter. Second team foul. 34-12, Hillsboro. McCall Wharton going to check in for Litchfield now, replacing Kara Pence, who just picked up her fourth personal foul. Topper stack, everybody right side of the lane. Meyer looking. outlets it top of the key to Lyrilla. Sheridan kicks it to Meyer in the corner to Scroggins. Jade wants to attack. All sorts of contact in there and a blocking foul on Litchfield. Let's see who the personal is going to go on. Becky Painter. I believe that's her third. Going to be her second, actually. Scroggins. In it goes to Lyrilla on the right wing. Back up top to Jade. Bounce pass right wing to Meyer. Kylie Meyer feeds the right block to Reynolds and threw it away. Across the floor it went, looking for Sheridan Lyrilla in the corner, and it wasn't there. Turnover number 11 on Hillsboro. Toppers have called off the full court press. They will wait in their half court pressure man-to-man. Carson Jackson across the timeline. Checked by Scroggins. Bounce pass across the floor to Painter. Becky to Wharton. Baseline jump shot too strong. Off the far side of the backboard, and it's out of bounds off of Luttrell. It'll belong to Hillsboro. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Been a fun night here at Hillsboro. Terry Tote presented with his check from the Montgomery County Cancer Association from last weekend's T-Tote shootout versus cancer, and then Hope Schulte presented with her Hall of Fame plaque. Hope Schulte Pancow. Three-pointer no good for Lyrilla, and the rebound is going to be tracked down in the corner by Jackson. She had to out-hustle Hurston for it, and Carson gets it away to Greta Fleming. Now a hip check by Lyrilla. Greta goes flying into the front of the stage. She pops right back up. Sheridan got her money's worth on that one. 39.4 seconds for the third quarter. Aaron Duff would have liked that hit. Becky Painter out between the circles. Bounce pass to Luttrell on the right side of the key, and we got an offensive foul on Litchfield away from the basketball. I think they got Painter. And that will be her third foul. 27.8 seconds, quarter number three. See if the Toppers want to hold for the final shot. Here comes Jade Scroggins, right wing to Kylie Meyer. High post to Reynolds, down to Hurston. She missed it, fights around for it. Back tap picked up by Meyer. Foul line to Reynolds, off to Lyrilla. 12 seconds for the quarter. Out to Scroggins with 10. Right wing to Meyer. Kylie lines up the three ball, left it short. Hurston saves it over her shoulder, but right to Wharton for Litchfield. 2 seconds. Luttrell ahead to Fleming, but they run out of time. After three quarters, it is Hillsboro 34, Litchfield 12. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsboro High School. Toppers leading 33-12. They took a point away somewhere along the line. Toppers got out to a 15-0 lead after one, led 24-8 at the half, 33-12 after three as Hillsboro gets the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Off to Meyer. Here's Matouche on the right wing back in the ballgame. Dribble, drive, pulls up off the baseline, left it short. Offensive rebound to Tester. And Claire's putback is good. Her first bucket tonight. Another turnover for Litchfield. They're 26. Scroggins on the run out. Goes up and down for the easy deuce. Four now for Jade Scroggins. 37-12. Hillsboro leading. Here's Maddie Diamond. Now between the circles. Picked up the dribble. Long pass tipped out by Meyer. It'll stay with Litchfield. At midcourt, Luttrell will get it in. Does so to Sinion. She's trapped immediately on the sideline, gets it away to Diamond. Maddie attacks, floats it up middle of the lane, missed it too strong. Rebound tapped around right to Sinion. Her follow won't go, didn't use the window, and it's out of bounds off of Hillsboro. It'll stay with Litchfield, 7:05 for the ball game. Sinion, baseline trigger. Looking, gets it in right block, and then Matouche comes and jars it loose to 27 turnover. Sammy's been so active defensively here tonight. Matouche on the baseline to Scroggins. Yes, for Jade Scroggins. She has six off the 12-foot baseline jump shot. 39-12 Toppers, 6:45 ball game. Hillsborough going to make it 11 wins in a row. Here's Luttrell on the right baseline, cut off, kicks it out to Diamond, right back to Lizzie now in the right corner. Right wing to a slashing Fleming. Greta lost the handle. It's off of Fleming, out of bounds. It will belong to Hillsborough on the 28th Purple Panther turnover. It started early in the opening quarter with that pressure from Hillsborough forcing the turnovers. Meyer, right side of the key, gives to Sammy. Drives baseline. Nice. Bounce pass to Tester. Rejected out of there by Carly Bowden. And Litchfield has it into the front court. Luttrell off to Diamond, left wing. Maddie Diamond off to Sinyon. Matouche went for the steal, didn't get it. Now Scroggins does get the steal on the entry pass. 29th turnover. Throw ahead to Matouche. Sammy off the window. It's good. Had to sidestep a defender. 22 for Matouche. 41-12 toppers inside of 6 minutes for the ball game. Maddie Diamond out near midcourt. Leaves it for Sinyon. Diamond on the curl. Ran right into Tester, but a bounce pass to Bowden. No, she left it short. And then on the rebound, a foul coming out on Litchfield and Carly Bowden. You see that a lot. Bowden missed a shot she should have made, and then she came back with the foul. That was a frustration foul. 5:39 for the ball game. More basketball next week. Boys action, Nokomis at Litchfield Tuesday. Staunton at North Mac Thursday. Two good games here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Rupert Hall with the dribble drive and the scoop finger roll for Aubrey. She has four. 43-12. That should trigger the running clock here the rest of the way. Put back into play this year. Out of bounds. He'll stay with Hillsborough, and yep, the clock is running. I've said it before, I don't find it necessary in basketball to have the running clock. I understand why they do it, but it's not football. The game goes extremely fast when the clock doesn't stop in the game of basketball. Get situations where there's kids at the free throw line with just a few seconds left, as that's stolen by Scroggins. Jade goes up and down for the easy deuce. Eight for Jade Scroggins. 45-12, 4.5 minutes for the ball game, and Hope Schulte-Pankow has left the building. She is headed out. Great night honoring Hope Schulte-Pankow, greatest topper of them all. Yes, Sammy Matouche, maybe the second greatest topper of them all, will check out to a nice round of applause. She'll finish with 22 points tonight. In the corner it goes to Kara Pence. Of course, Sammy Matouche is in the shadow of Hope Schulte-Pankow, and what a dynamic duo for one school to have two players of that caliber. Mad scrum for the basketball now, and we'll get a jump ball arrow. We'll give it to Litchfield. You heard Hope, though, when we talked to her at halftime, credited her teammates, as that was a dynamite team for the Toppers back in the middle part of the last decade. Of course, they had some epic battles with Paina over the years. Poor Olivia Letton Paina just couldn't get over that Topper hurdle. I remember a regular season game, Paina was up by probably 8 points with less than a minute to go as Jackson knocks it down off the baseline. Her second field goal, she has four, and it looked like Payne was finally going to slay that Hillsborough Dragon, and then all of a sudden Hope Schulte happened. She hit a three at the end of regulation to tie it. Toppers won it in overtime as they race an 8-point lead in the final minute of that ball game years ago. And for Payne, that, I mean, they had state caliber teams those years as well. They just were not as good as Hillsborough, unfortunately for the Paina Panthers. Out it goes to Rupert as she picks up the rebound off the floor. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. And Brett Teakin wants a timeout with 2:35 to play in the ball game. We'll keep it right here. Dave Kane pointed out to me just a moment ago, and I had forgotten this, but Olivia Lett and Hope Schulte actually wound up teammates at Wesleyan University. So that's a interesting turn of events there for two of the great players in the South Central Conference, the high school battles they had to wind up on the same collegiate team. And we mentioned the dominance that they had, 111-12 during the four-year career of Hope Schulte Pankow at Wesleyan. 111-12 in college basketball. That is staggering. What a ball player. And she was an all-around ball player. She could do it all on the basketball floor. Substitutions. Maddie Rupert has checked in for Hillsboro along with Vanessa Compton. Also into the action, Haley Major. Macy Blankenship is on the floor as well as Emily Reynolds. Maddie Rupert, the 5'5 sophomore. High post it goes to Blankenship, off to Rupert on the baseline to Reynolds. That pass is tipped by Sinyon. Reynolds tracks it down, and she will find Blankenship. Off to Compton, into the hands of Major. Haley attacks with the dribble drive, and she's fouled. 2 minutes for the ball game as the clock runs. That's the fifth foul on Kara Pence. And Sheridan Lyrilla going to check in, replacing Emily Reynolds. 100 seconds for the ball game. Been one of those nights for Litchfield. They've turned it over 30 times and have 14 points. Major had that ball go right through her hands, and that will be the 12th Hillsboro turnover. Carson Jackson will bring it into the front court for Litchfield. 90 seconds for the ball game. On the left wing with Jordan Ramey, and it's out of bounds. Another turnover, number 31. That has Rob Corser with his hands on top of his head. Litchfield going to drop to 4-7. Hillsboro going to improve to 11-2. 70 seconds for the game. Here's Compton along 2-0. Rebound down to Litchfield and Emily Sinyon. 10 days away from Christmas. Of course, we'll have our annual coverage from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament the day after Christmas here on FM 106. McCall Wharton can't get it to go, and on the rebound we have a foul. Should be one of the better boys' tournaments we've had over at Carlinville for quite a while. Litchfield's the top seed. Hillsboro's the two. Calhoun is in as the four seed. Staunton is there. Southwestern in the holiday tournament on the boys' side this year. So it should be a fun week of basketball, and it's bracketed this year at the boys' tournament. And in the girls' tournament, Carlinville, the top seed. Of course, Staunton having a solid season as well. So it should be a fun week of basketball over at the Big House on West Main for the Carlinville holiday tournament. Starts the day after Christmas here on FM 106. 45-14 is going to be the final here tonight as Hillsboro just holds out near midcourt. They will work the final 10 seconds. Compton and Major out near the midcourt stripe. Litchfield pressuring. Major and Compton handling. That is tipped late by Carly Gann, and that's the ball game on Hope Schulte Pankow night. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers win it over Litchfield 45-14. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsboro High School as the gymnasium empties out. Hillsboro wins it 45-14 over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. It was 15-0 after one quarter, 24-8 at the half, 33-12 after one, and they win it 45-14. Litchfield did not get double digits in any of the four quarters here tonight. None in the first, 8 in the second, 4 in the third, and then 2 in the fourth quarter. But all of that is a result of Hillsboro's pressure defense. From the opening tap, they were right in the hip pocket of Litchfield. Purple Panthers turned it over 31 times here this evening. For Hillsboro, they turned it over 12 times on the night. Sammy Matouche finishes with 22 points. That leads all scorers in the ballgame. Jade Scroggins had 8. Nakia Harston had 5. 3 points for Kylie Meyer. 4 points for Aubrey Rupert. 2 points apiece for Emily Reynolds and Claire Tester. Hillsboro, 12 of 13 from the free throw line. Litchfield did not attempt a foul shot here tonight. Maddie Diamond and Carson Jackson both had 4 points apiece. 2 points for Greta Fleming, 2 points for Carly Bowden, 2 points for Lizzie Luttrell. And an oddity for a basketball game here in 2018, there was not a three-pointer made in the ball game from either side. I don't remember the last time I saw that happen. No three balls made here tonight as Hillsboro was off from distance, but they attacked the paint. The difference in this game, obviously, Hillsboro's really, really good. Sammy Matouche is awesome. She finished with 22, but the defense of Hillsborough tonight. Just did not let Litchfield get into any type of offensive rhythm or set at all, as the Toppers were dominant here tonight with a win over Litchfield by the final of 45-14. I want to see if I can get Brett Teakin over here to talk to me for just a moment on what was Hope Schulte Pancow night here at Hillsborough, as they honored one of the great Topper players of all time. And I want to get Brett Teakin up here to talk, hopefully, as he is motioning with the talking with the fans here tonight. But it was a special night here in Hillsborough for the Toppers, as they have now won 11 straight ball games after dropping their first two on the year. The defensive pressure was dominating here tonight, and Teak is on his way up. Want to get his thoughts on a couple of different things here tonight, as Brett Teakin's going to join us here for a post-game chat. And Teak, that defensive intensity tonight was there from the opening tap.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. We kind of been known this year for shooting the ball really well and hitting a lot of threes, and we didn't make any tonight. But defensively, I told them if they come with that intensity every night and you throw the way we shoot the ball in with it, we're going to be really pretty tough to handle.
I don't remember a game where there was no threes. It is 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we shot enough of them. We just couldn't get any of them to drop. And that's why I told him defense has got to be there every night, and you're going to have nights where you shoot extremely well, and you're going to have nights where you don't. And we didn't shoot real well tonight.
But this was a special night with Hope Schulte Pancow in the building. A nice ceremony beforehand. You handed her the Hall of Fame plaque, got the photograph, and just kind of – we talked to Hope at halftime. She said she had all sorts of emotions going through her whenever she walked back into the gymnasium. What type of emotions did you have seeing Hope back in the gym?
Oh, with her in the gym and everything, it did bring back a lot of memories. You think back, and just Bob and I was talking, because at that time period he was on the other side of of the game and stuff, and coaching at Litchfield, and we were talking about that team a little bit before the game and everything, and seeing Hope in here and stuff. It was great to see her. I hadn't talked to her for a while.
She might be really pregnant, but I bet she could still drop 25 right now.
Oh, she probably could, because she could shoot it, and she'd get some steals.
That's right. And she was an all-around player, Teak, and probably not fairly, but ever since Sammy has come into high school, and even before, just because of the nature of her skill and what Hope Schulte was, she's been compared to Hope really throughout her entire career. Probably not fair. They're both really good. Not necessarily the same player. They are in some ways, though.
Yeah, they both have the length and tall, and they anticipate well, and they shoot well and handle the ball well. And so there's a lot of similarities. I know whenever Sammy was a freshman, somebody asked about Hope and then also Molly McDowell, and mm-hmm. I was like, man, you – already as a freshman starting to compare to those kind of players. Let the girl kind of develop on her own first.
Yeah.
And stuff. And they are very different. Hope, I don't know if I've ever had anybody or seen anybody that on defense could cause so many problems. She anticipated well, and her leaping ability, not that it was so high, but it was just so quick off mm-hmm. the floor, teams thought, well, I can pass over the top of her, and they couldn't.
They couldn't, yeah. they kept trying, though.
They tried.
And I told Sammy last Saturday that very rarely does someone get hyped as much as she has really from seventh grade on and live up to it, but she really has. She's been dynamite.
Yeah, and like I said early in the year, this at this point this year, she has been playing at a different level than she has. She's been more of a distributor, and she's more of a distributor, but she's averaging more this year than she has in the past.
Yeah.
And other players are just shooting the ball well, and she's not forcing, and defensively she's been rebounding. She's averaging about 2 rebounds more a game this year than last year. So she's just become much more of a complete player this year.
And you're playing great basketball right now. You've won 11 in a row, and commented before the game, with the Christmas break right around the corner, when Christmas hits, girls' regionals aren't that far off.
Yeah, we saw the sub-sectionals today, and we've got a pretty tough sub-sectional. There's some really good teams in there with Greenville and Carlinville. Our conference is yeah. really tough this year, and they're all in the sub-sectional too. So it's going to be a tough sub-sectional, even though we should be looking pretty good going into it.
Brett Teakin, thank you for a few minutes of your time here tonight. It was a special night with Hope back in the building.
Yeah, and not only to Hope, but with Terry, yeah. too, and stuff, and giving him the check and the money and everything he has done for all sports in this area and everything. It was just great to see a good crowd here and to be able to present him with that check, and I thought that was really special also, along with Hope.
Absolutely. Brett Tika, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, the Hillsborough Hilltoppers get the win over Litchfield 45-14 here tonight for their 11th win in a row. We want to thank all of our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Chip Means. He produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. On Hope Schulte Pancow Night, the Toppers beat Litchfield 45-14. My name is Tim Mize. We say good night from Toppertown.